12, Ralph Waldo Emerson. The United States had won its independence from Britain just 22 years before Ralph Waldo Emerson was born. But it had yet to win its cultural independence. It still took its traditions from other countries, mostly from Western Europe. What the American Revolution did for the nation's politics, Emerson did for its culture. When he began writing and speaking in the 1830s, conservatives saw him as radical, wild, and dangerous. But to the young, he spoke words of self-dependence, a new language of freedom. He was the first to bring them a truly American spirit. He told America to demand its own laws and churches and works. It is through his own works that we shall look at Ralph Waldo Emerson. Ralph Waldo Emerson's life was not as exciting as the lives of some other American writers, Herman Melville, Mark Twain, or Ernest Hemingway. Emerson traveled to Europe several times, and he made speeches at a number of places in the United States. But, except for those trips, he lived all his life in the small town of Concord, Massachusetts. Emerson's father, like many of the men in his family, was a minister of a Christian church. When Emerson was 8 years old, his father died. His mother was left with very little money to raise her 5 sons. After several more years in Boston, the family moved to the nearby town of Concord. There, they joined Emerson's aunt, Mary Moody Emerson. Emerson seemed to accept the life that his mother and aunt wanted for him. As a boy, he attended Boston Latin School. Then, he studied at Harvard University. For a few years, he taught in a girls' school started by one of his brothers. But he did not enjoy this kind of teaching. For a time, he wondered what he should do with his life. Finally, like his father, he became a religious minister, but he had questions about his beliefs and the purpose of his life. Later, his speech, The American Scholar, created great excitement among the students in Harvard. They heard his works as a new declaration of independence, a declaration of independence of the mind. Young people agreed with Emerson that a person had the power within himself to succeed at whatever he tried. The important truth seemed to be not what had been done, but what might be done.